I didn't realize we were going to get a full-blown stray or two there.
That's fine. I'll take that, considering I clicked in on Palazzolo and Sam Monson's, like, hey, who are the Browns going to hire as a coach? And it just turned into them doing 10 minutes arguing about Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So at least Gio got to an answer. I feel like a lot of the places I tune into when they're talking about the Browns coaching stuff, it just turns into, let's yell about Deshaun.
Now, in fairness, I believe Gio has gotten three different versions of an answer on who's going to be the head coach. It was Kevin Stefanski. Then it was going to be John Harbaugh. No, now John's going to Miami, so it's going to be Kevin Stefanski. Now, they're back. I guess it would technically be four.
The Giants job, you mean?
Yeah. No. Wait, what?
Huh?
What'd I say? You corrected me on what did I say instead of Giants job.
You just didn't say anything. You just said Gio just kept talking about it, and then you were just talking.
Bouncing back and forth between the different jobs. For the Giants job.
For the correct. Giants job, yeah. Yes. We were talking Brown's job, and then yes, you switched up on us there for a second.
You're all welcome. However, so I guess there, one, seems like something they would do. I don't care for that, Gio. You're not wrong, but I don't care for that.
Wait, why is that a bad thing if seems like what they will do is hire one of the best head coaches on the market?
Also,
that should be a good thing. It's like we should reward the Browns. If you land Mike McDaniel, this shouldn't be looked at as same old Browns. This should be looked at as good job.
Yeah, also, guys, at what point do you get credit for the whole Kevin Stefanski thing? It has been 7 years since Freddie Kitchens. It has been 8 years since Hugh Jackson into Greg Williams, then a year later into Freddie Kitchens.
Especially for people like Gio that are trying to get him to the Giants. You can't tell us that you want our used goods and then tell us that we've been basically a dumpster fire throughout that entire process.
Also, while the Giants have had more head coaches than the Browns, I believe three to be exact, since Kevin Stefanski got hired here.
I didn't like referring to Stefanski as used goods, but it's how it came off.
It's fair. I think it's fair at this point. And then the last one is, who's going to be the quarterback? Guys, I think we view the quarterback, and listen, it is fair to say, if you like Cam Ward better than whatever you think the Browns' options are going to be, it would make sense you'd choose the Titans over the Browns. If you like Jackson Dart over the potential of anything. Guys, there's also going to be coaches that don't like Jackson Dart or Cam Ward.
Right, and this gives you a clean slate in a way. And so it might not work in 2026, but you can set yourself up for 2027. I just don't think coaches look at this type of stuff as if they're scared about the quarterback and really the lack of a quarterback for right now. I just don't think they look at it that way. And Sean Payton is Exhibit A with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at the dead cap with Russell Wilson. He looked at everything that was accompanying that and said, okay, it'll take me 1 year to turn it all over. Then we'll be able to draft somebody like Bo Nix, and I'll be able to teach him what I need to teach him, and we're off and running.
And none of this means that changes the fact that at least three of the jobs out there have a quarterback, right? Well, or have a path to a quarterback. The Raiders with Fernando Mendoza, the Titans with Cam Ward, and obviously the Giants in Jackson Dart. But we're turning each one of these quarterbacks into something they're not. None of these are proven. So, and for instance, with Stefanski, I think Stefanski looks at either the Raiders job and the Giants job and goes, I liked both of those quarterbacks. They fit what I want to do. That's a bonus. There probably are going to be head coaches out there that go, well, I don't like either one of those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird how one sided this has been. And listen, I can't paint you a pretty, pretty picture on Deshaun, Shador, Dylan Gabriel, and Dor D for the Browns coaching job, or for the head coach and for the quarterback spot. I think it's interesting again, like, you know, so that is one take. Gio and Boomer running down the Browns head coaching job and the idea of hiring Mike McDaniel. And then you have Charles Robinson, who called the Browns head coaching job, I'll read it verbatim, one filled with more potential than people realize. I think a lot of people are trying to cast this job in a specific light. And I think if John Harbaugh is at least willing to talk to you, it means he doesn't view it in the same disastrous light than other people do.
Well, so, all right. So part of me with Charles Robinson is that he's always been connected to somebody in the Browns front office.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, this is why...
Is it Glenn Cook? Glenn Cook?
I don't know. I don't know who Charles Robinson... I don't know who his person is. But if that happened to be somebody that maybe he gifted a t-shirt to at maybe Christmas time, mm-hmm, wouldn't surprise me.
Does Glenn Cook have ugly Christmas sweaters saying, let Glenn cook?
I hope so. I hope he plays into the name of the highest order.
So I can't tell tell you what my ugly Christmas sweater said, but it was a Cat Williams skit off a bad movie that nobody watched, but that it's a viral video.
Did it show up in the mail on time? You talked about it when you were getting ready to order it for a while.
It did, but my sister bringing her geriatric boyfriend over
Christmas. He's in a wheelchair.
I got none of the... Yeah, so I had to lift him up in his wheelchair.
Nick's 40. It's not like his sister's really old.
My sister's going to be 42 in May. So because she did this, my shocking Christmas sweater... Got
Wait,
no
you have to say
reaction.
How old he is now, because people think I'm just laughing at people in wheelchairs. I'm not laughing at people in wheelchairs. There's a lot of
He's
younger people that have.
Guys.
There we go.
He's 70.
It's not like he was like fighting in the war and then ended up,
It should be noted.
Maybe the Vietnam War.
It should be noted.
Maybe World War II.
That's older than our biological father would be if he were alive. That's older than our dad, Jim, who was our dad, if he were alive. That's older than my mom. That's older than the guy my mom is talking to now.
I love that.
And because of that, no one reacted to my Christmas sweater. Very upset by
it. I like that he threw off. You wanted this big Christmas sweater. Like, hey, guys, laugh at my sweater.
My grandma is a vowed Catholic.
Everyone just focused on the guy that was 30 years older than your sister.
I mean, I've definitely gotten to the point where Mama just laughs off my ridiculousness. So we like that. I wanted to see that laugh. Instead, she barricaded the door and wouldn't let him to be rolled all the way in until there's a pretty intense 5-minute Hungarian argument between my sister and my nag mama.
And then she pops some of those gin soaked raisins.
Yeah,
raisins. Not the Josh Rosens.
It's a pretty good day for Josh, all things considered. Yeah, see, it goes both ways. My sister's right. into 70 year old.
She gets into Josh Rosens.
My 93 year old grandmother's into 30 year old Josh Rosen.
Gin soaked Josh Rosen.
Gin soaked. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's part
He's
of the deal.
He's got a hot tub
it's
of,
part of the
gin.
Deal. Yeah.
The best part is, I think we've ripped the Band-Aid off on this. I don't think Easter can come soon enough. Because I really need to see what's the sequel. Because I think he's going to be able to walk by then. Because he just needs some physical therapy. He just has a back injury.
That's good. So that's good to hear.
I want to see. Does she think it's a different guy? Like my sister's just bringing home different 70-year-old guys?
Maybe she likes it less. Maybe she always had like a Lieutenant Dan fetish.
Oh, you know what the best part is? I did forget this. Now we're just going to air all the laundry. So a couple days later, they come over, my sister and her geriatric friend, boyfriend. I want to put the respect on it. And my nieces, and we wheel him again into the house, and he sits on the top perch on Mongo's rug, and Mongo was pissed. Mongo's like, that is my
Dogs
place.
Dogs know these things,
He
by
also
the way.
Was very anti-wheelchair, and I was like, buddy, I think that's problematic.
One thing I love about dogs, they just sense. They sense who's a good person, who's a bad person. I don't even know that this guy's a bad person.
Feels like you're shading the audience belief of the he seemed very nice. But one, I heard them kiss about four times.
I don't know why that's an response, but it's
And mind you, they've been together about 6 weeks or so.
Okay, they're in the love phase.
Yeah, we're in the love phase. And there was a lot of you're my forever, and I was like, I believe it for him. I believe he might be being realistic about this because he's 70. His forever and her forever.
Might
Those
be,
are
might be
two
20, might be
different...
25 more years. Might be.
If the comedy gods could only be that kind to me. But the funniest thing is, and so my mom got everybody gifts, and including him.
That's nice of her.
And my mom gave him $50. And I think it was tongue in cheek. But he said, thanks, Mom.
That's a funny joke.
And I almost.
That's a funny joke.
I almost put him into that wheelchair forever.
But again, I don't know. Different situations, you would have loved that joke and you would have laughed at this whole entire situation.
Yes, we're not there with the laughing yet. We're the accepting part. We accept.
He goes, thanks, Mom.
Okay?
That's great.
But when he said it, my initial reaction was, we can make that back injury permanent. We could really
do some
damage here.
There's awareness here that he understands that what's happening is very Bill Belichick, and it probably shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, but at least Bill Belichick was a millionaire.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it probably shouldn't be happening.
But you know what? My sister's marrying for love. No. We're not there yet, okay?
It's been 6 weeks.
I'm waiting for the next one, man.
So you're telling me this guy...
She's been divorced about 3 months.
He's not loaded is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted a Bill Belichick situation.
My mom keeps, you know, talking to people she's actually interested in as human beings. My sister does this. At some point, if somebody could just marry for love and make my life easier, it'd be great.
You marry for money is what you mean.
Did I say that?
You said marry for
love. Freudian slip. Stop doing that.
You see, you just can't help it.
Yeah. but maybe marry somebody your own age. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud here. Of all the people you could marry, it's not even the best start. Guys,
he snorted there.
Here's the thing. It's not even the best part.
That's how you know he believes it.
But I can't tell the best part of this whole thing on air. I can. No.
Well, we went this far. You might as well.
You know what? Screw it.
Yeah,
it's
going to
get back anyways.
You went this far.
It's my ex-brother-in-law's uncle. I'm just going to let that one linger. If you guys want to know.
That's why I made the broad assumption might not be the world's greatest guy. That was just a broad assumption.
My brother-in-law, Jeremy, I love that guy. That's my dude.
All right, good.
And his uncle's there, too.
I want to know what he thinks.
Which one?
The brother-in-law. Ex-brother-in-law.
I'm going to say he wasn't happy. I haven't talked to him, but I'm going to say he wasn't thrilled with the news.
That's the family party I want to be at.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to see.
In fairness, it's been
like a real-life Maury. Yeah. It's real-life Jerry Springer is what it is.
It really is.
It's way more Springer than it is Maury.
But you know what the funny thing about all of this is?
Sometimes get salacious when he didn't have a DNA test, but it was never like Jerry.
But here's the thing. It's different when it's your real life. Like, when it's on, when it's Jerry, you're like, I'm so removed from this. I have no emotional, you know.
Sure. It makes us feel better almost watching
exactly.
that stuff. It's like I watched that Caleb Hammer, the guy that just rips people about their financial advice on TikTok.
Although,
makes you feel a little better in the moment.
In fairness, the comedy of it all has been very good for me, too. I laughed a lot. Not at my sister. I just mean, like, watching my grandmother get that upset was pretty funny. Watching my family try and act like they were supportive of it when they were secretly judging was very funny to me.
I'm shocked you didn't love the thanks mom joke.
I think it was just too
early.
That's
a really funny joke,
though. 2 weeks from now,
it's
very funny.
Like, at the heart of it is a really funny.
But I met you 3 days ago.
Like, that's quick out of him. You know what I mean? Like, that's great.
I still don't know what meant as a joke, though. I think I'm giving him a lot of credit.
Oh, you think like he's like, hey, mom.
I think he didn't know what. I think he didn't know what to call her. Yeah.
Do you think he forgot her name? Like, what do you mean?
Maybe.
Some people aren't great with names. It's only been 6 weeks.
Just a 70-year-old guy calling my 65-year-old mother mom. There was something in there that was like, this is not great.